Welcome back to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox. I'm your host, Cindy Sheehan. You're listening at CindySheehanSoapbox.com or CPRMetro.org. This week, I was down with a sore throat and a cold, so I figured I would replay a show that I did over the 8th anniversary of the U.S.'s invasion occupation of Afghanistan. And this past week, we just went through the 12th unbelievable anniversary of our misadventures in Afghanistan. And so I went to replay a show that I did with former Afghan parliamentarian and feminist Malala Joya. So stay tuned, and I'll be back with this rerun or replay that is unfortunately still very relevant today.
Welcome to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox today.
Thank you. Thanks for this interview.
And the first thing I want to ask you is something, a question that I get all the time. I have recently published a book, and I want you to talk about your book later, but everywhere I go, you know, of course, I was against invasions and occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan. I have been calling for our troops to be withdrawn, but everywhere I go, people who support this new administration, the Obama administration, tell me that we have to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan to protect the women. What is your answer to that? What is your feeling about that?
Yeah, after 9/11 tragedy, U.S. and its allies, they invaded my country under the banner of women rights, human rights, and democracy. But unfortunately, they pushed us from the frying pan to the fire because they replaced the Taliban with the Nord Alliance fundamentalists, who are brother and creed of the Taliban, in the civil war in Afghanistan from 1992 to 1996. And same like Taliban, they did many crimes against women rights, human rights. To know better about them, you can see Human Rights Watch website, Amnesty International website, and many books has been written about them. But unfortunately, they imposed on my people, means physically has been changed, but mentally they are same. That's why today Afghanistan is a safe haven for terrorism and also the center of drug. And right now my people is squashed between two powerful enemies, from the sky occupation forces bombing and killing civilians under the name of Taliban, and the ground Taliban and warlords continue to their fascism. But unfortunately, when Mr. Obama took office, his first news for my people was more conflict and war, because his foreign policy regarding my country quite similar like foreign policy of criminal Bush, that 8 years is enough to know better about their wrong policy. If really Mr. Obama honest for Afghan people, first of all, he must end this tragic drama of so-called war on terror. Means that he must end this occupation. Second, he must stop arming these warlords and not negotiate with Taliban. The third alternative, he must support democratic-minded people of my country, justice-loving people of my country, that we have a lot like other countries around the world. And the fourth alternative, if really Mr. Obama honest for Afghan people, he must, together with UN, they must put pressure on neighbor countries like Iran, Pakistan, Russia, Uzbekistan, etc., who support Taliban and also the warlords. But unfortunately, right now, Mr. Obama, in the meantime that he following war in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and also supporting the criminal regime of Israel, and now war has been started in Pakistan as well. Democracy never come by war.
Well, recently, our country has announced that it hasn't been formally announced that we're sending, or our government sending 40,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Now, rightfully, Afghanistan has been called the burial place of empires. There's never been an empire that has been able to subdue Afghanistan. What do you say to this policy of sending not just 40,000 more troops, but also support troops? What do you think my country is trying to accomplish in Afghanistan? Because it's certainly not going to be victory over the people of Afghanistan.
You know, I think the elementary meaning of democracy is government of people for people. But unfortunately, after 9/11 tragedies, enemies of these values like democracy, women rights, human rights, with suit and tie, they come in power. And unfortunately, again, I'm saying that after 8 years, that it's enough to know better about that. They continue this wrong policy, as more troops in Afghanistan will bring more conflict, more war. This 30 years war in Afghanistan, that those who were in power, their leaders, and that the leaders of these fundamentalist parties, leaders of Taliban, and also the leaders of puppet of Russia, we call them Khalkin Parchami. This criminal of 2 period war in Afghanistan, this 30 years war, now they join their hands together, and day by day they are getting powerful, and they have high posts in Afghanistan, because since Cold War, U.S. government and together with neighbor countries like Iran, Pakistan, Russia, Uzbekistan, etc., they supported these warlords, and also they created Taliban and destroyed the domination of Taliban. And after 9/11, back these warlords, without at least to say apologize to my people, those who did civil war in Afghanistan, they come in power. So now, once again, U.S. and NATO, they changed my country to their playground. And this 30 years war, those who were in power, they committed crimes under the name of socialism, religion, it means Islam, and today democracy.
Well, we know, of course, during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, that the U.S. supported the Mujahideen, and we also recently found out, of course, they did it covertly through the CIA, right? There was no overt support of the Mujahideen. But we just recently found out that Hamid Karzai's brother is a drug lord, correct? Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest in the country. And he's actually on the CIA payroll. So many people in America think that our involvement in Afghanistan just started after September 11, 2001, but that's not true, is it?
I said since Cold War, U.S. government, means CIA and also ISI and these some other countries like Saudi Arabistan, Iran, Russia, etc., they had their puppets in Afghanistan and supported them, and they invested millions of dollars on them. And still they are supporting them because they don't want to lose them. They are their puppets, and through them they can occupy my country as they occupied my country this 8 years that they are in Afghanistan. They want to make their military base in Afghanistan because of geopolitical location of Afghanistan. When Afghanistan to be under their control, they can very easily control China, Iran, Russia, Uzbekistan, etc., then very easily have access to the gas and oil of the Central Asian republics. And also in the world, after arms and oil trade, CIA receiving millions of dollars through dirty business of opium. As you said, that brother of Hamid Karzai, Ahmad Wali Karzai, even New York Times wrote recently that he's a famous drug trafficker and receiving millions of dollars by CIA. But this is not only brother of Hamid Karzai that my people nowadays call him a small bush in Kandahar province. Many other bushes, they are in power. For example, this during tragic drama of so-called free election, you saw that Abdullah running for the election with suit and tie, and U.S. government, especially CIA, tried to do whitewash for him, as the barn of Abdullah was on the lap of the CIA. And many others like Abdullah, Kanuni, Dostum, Ismail Khan, Sayaf, Rabbani, Golabzoi, Ulumi, Malauma, etc. All of them are product of the U.S. government, and also puppet of even in these neighbor countries, these other countries, and still they are in power and support them. That's why today's situation is disaster for my people, especially for the women of my country. Today in Afghanistan, by presence of thousands of troops, millions of Afghans, they suffer from injustice, insecurity, corruption, joblessness, poverty, etc.
I'm just so sorry for that. And, you know, there's many of us on this side that are trying really hard to bring a peaceful end to what's happening in your country and in that region. But you have recently published a book. It's called Woman Among Warlords, right? and it has quite a long subtitle. Can you tell us, it's about your story, which is a very courageous story. Can you tell us the subtitle, the basic story of your trajectory to be a female in the Afghanistan parliament?
Yeah, before I answer your question, let me say that briefly, now my people has been sandwiched, squashed between two powerful enemies. From the sky, as I said, occupation forces, bombing, killing civilians on the ground, Taliban and warlords. So we want the withdrawal of the troops as soon as possible, as their government not honest for my people and these troops killing civilians under the name of Taliban. So to fight against one enemy is much easier instead of two. But no question, for this difficult struggle, we need the helping hand of pro-democracy and also anti-fundamentalist movement around the world. And we need the helping hand of justice-loving organizations, anti-war movement and intellectuals, for democratic-minded people of my country, through them to innocent people of my country, because we have a lot of Democrats there in Afghanistan. Instead that you are sending more troops in Afghanistan, why they are not building hospitals, schools, how much education is important, as it is a main key toward emancipation. But billions of dollars the government of Hamid Karzai this 8 years received under the name of widows, orphans, reconstruction of Afghanistan and also education, etc. Most of these monies went into pocket of the warlords, drug lords, NGO lords, these donors and officials themselves. And this is the democratic minded people around the world, as always people is separate from the wrong policy makers. Even the Democrat politicians who are in power, they have huge difference between the wrong policy makers, those who do war crime and dirty business with politics. So we need their helping hand, that they must raise their voice against occupation first, because occupation never bring liberation. And especially my country, we have proudful history that we never accept occupation. If they do not stop this occupation, with the passage of time, we will give good lesson to the U.S., in NATO, 40 more countries who occupied my country, as we gave good lesson in the past to the Russia as a superpower country, and also British three times. But regarding my book, do you want me to say a few sentences?
Okay. First of all, I agree with everything you said. And in March, I'm going to start something in Washington, D.C., and we're actually going to take the city over until the government agrees to bring the troops home. And I would love for you to come, if you're back in the country, to come and inspire the people who are doing this, because we're going to be doing it every day until my government agrees to bring the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and stop drone bombing. You know, it's not good enough to bring physical troops out if you're still dropping bombs from drones or from airplanes. So I want to invite you to come to Peace of the Action, P-E-A-C-E of the Action. We're going to set up camp and we're going to do militant resistance every day until our demands are met. And I think your words would be very inspirational to us, to keep us going, because it's going to be a long haul. But, you know, we're doing it for the people in these regions, the innocent people in these regions who, like you said, have too many enemies, too many struggles. So now please tell us about your book.
Okay, I will try my best to attend, as many invitations from supporters around the world coming. Unfortunately, as I wish to answer to all of them, I can't, because it's very important to be in my country, as well as I am their underground activist for women rights, human rights, and to struggle against occupation in the meantime and these warlords Taliban, together with my people. So, if I didn't attend, no matter, as we trust democratic-minded justice loving people around the world, women like you, you can be our voice in the outside to raise your voice against occupation, against the war crime, wrong policy of your government. As always I'm saying, injustice anywhere is the start of justice everywhere. We need your solidarity. But regarding my book, it has three reasons I accept to write this book. First, to tell the truth. because still in my country, in a war country like Afghanistan, the first casualty is the truth. And mainstream media is still put dust on the eyes of the people around the world and betraying the truth. Second, to expose the mask of these warlords through this book, as many books that has been written after 9/11 especially, and even some movies that has been made, only give one picture about Taliban. While they are not only Taliban, they are warlords as well who photocopy of Taliban. They are in power and together continue to their fascism. And the third reason, as a tip of the iceberg, the sorrows and pain of my people reflect in this book. While I believe that books is not enough to write about the deep tragedy of my country, especially the 30 years war in Afghanistan. And also I expose that the name of some so-called Democrat in Afghanistan who are hypocrite here talking about secularism, they are talking about Islam in Afghanistan and do compromise with these warlords. It was important for me to expose them as well for justice loving people around the world. And mainly that we need the international solidarity. I think truth itself, if to tell to the people around the world, to people of the US, to people of these NATO countries, I'm sure they will not sit silence and all will come out, and their government will face with the resistance of their people first of all. And hopefully this book will help to open the eyes and mind of democratic minded people around the world. And Mr. Derek O'Keefe, the writer of the book, he's a strong activist, human rights, women rights activist, anti-war activist from Canada. He helped me to write that book. This book in 14 countries get published in different name. For example, in England and Australia, the name is Raising My Voice. Here in Canada and US, the name is A Woman Among Warlords. In France, the name is, I think, In the Name of My People. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. And different title they put on the book.
And you have survived many assassination attempts, haven't you? Many people call me brave, but you know, I don't face the same kind of struggles that you do. Tell us how you have to travel in your country.
Yeah, now, right now, not only me, most of my people, as I said, by presence of thousands of troops in Afghanistan, they don't have security, especially women in most of provinces and faraway provinces. They do not have even human life. We are talking about women rights. They are living like to live in a hill. Killing a woman that much easy in Afghanistan like a bird. But my life a little different. Why it is more risky? Because I'm famous in Afghanistan and I stand up against these warlords. In 2003, I teared their mosque for the people around the world, not only in my country. That's why my life has been changed and day by day getting more risky. And now in Afghanistan, I'm changing safe house to safe houses, and these are my supporters who I have trust on them. And despite burqa and bodyguard, it's too much risky, as you said, assassination attempts. I can't imagine all of these hardships, all of these risks, challenges, and as I face every day. But always I'm saying to Democrat people around the world that what I believe, that I don't fear death. I fear political silence against injustice. That's the point always makes me worry to think about. I'm not better than my people, as every day they are killing innocent civilians. Even they are bombing our wedding parties, what they did in Nangarhar, Nuristan, and also in Kandahar. And anyway.
It's really hard, I know. So, Karzai, Obama, Bush, you know, whoever, they obviously don't have the best, our best interest at heart. What can people who are listening to my radio show, what is the best thing that the people, you know, just like you and me, just regular people, what is the best thing that people listening to my radio show can do to help you and to help your people?
Yeah, of course. There's a famous saying, I don't remember this writer who I love this quote, that says, in the world there's two superpowers. One is US government, one is you, means people. And yeah, I believe power of people is like power of God. our disunity gave more chance to these terrorists, not only in Afghanistan, what's going on today in Palestine, what's going on in Burma, in Pakistan, war is start, in Iraq, what's happening, in some African countries, in Iran, the fascist regime of Iran, etc. We must join our hands to each other as we believe in international solidarity. In this catastrophic situation, on behalf of my people, I really need your moral support for my people and financial support, educational support, and your voice. We need your powerful voice against occupation, as no nation can donate liberation to another nation. With more details how you can support us, you can read in my book as well, because this is the question always from the audience, from great people around the world in U.S. I face. And you can do a lot. It means a lot for us in these countries. For example, you can contact with human rights organizations, and we need their support, because we're risking their life dear that one day we bring this criminal, we want to bring them to the International Criminal Court. They are like Pinochet, Franco, Mussolini, Suharto, and Bush of my country. First of all, you should put pressure on your government, on Mr. Obama, that he must bring this criminal Bush to the International Criminal Court for the war crime he committed.
Well, and as far as I'm concerned, the more troops Obama sends, the more he deserves to be in an international war crimes court also. So I promise you that we'll do everything we can on this side to end the occupation. And do you know an organization that you can say right off the top where my listeners can send money to? Right off the top of your head?
There in Afghanistan, we have some democratic parties, but more than parties, we have intellectuals, individuals, high-educated professors, that there is no honorable job for them. Despite risk, I apologize, I cannot give their name. By email, I can give their name. But at least some of them who are famous, like RAWA, Revolutionary Association of the Women of Afghanistan, that they have their own activists, and they are still struggling underground. And everyone in Afghanistan stand up against the warlord in this occupation. They accuse, they say that they belong to RAWA, even will be man. Same that right now they are telling me she's a member of RAWA while I'm independent. I was social activist of organization promoting Afghan women capabilities. It is like NGO that since Taliban period I was activist. We had underground activities, special education for the girls and women. And still they have some project, but they are losing their project because they don't do compromise with this warlords, this corrupt system. And some other NGO there, if you want their name, I can give you by email while I'm telling you. Most of Afghan and foreign NGOs in Afghanistan is very corrupt. Today, one enemy of my people is that NGO lot. But some of them that who really working, please join your hands as much as you can. Support them. Some democratic parties and democrat NGOs and many other activists we have in Afghanistan, and they are underground activists.
And please buy Malala's book, Woman Among Warlords, to support your work too. Thank you so much. You're just 2 years older than my oldest daughter, and just 1 year older than my son who was killed in Iraq. And we just want to honor your sacrifice. We want to honor your courage to be able to speak out, and we're going to do everything we can to support you.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know that before. I say condolence to you, as I met some American mom and also other countries that I attend. Those who lost their sons in Afghanistan, they hug me, they cry. And I told them, I'm telling you same, that please change your sorrows, your tears, as you do, to their strength. And raise your voice against the wrong policy of your government, first of all. I think condolence is not enough. The government must not shed the blood of their troops for nothing. As always I'm saying, they waste their taxpayer money and blood of their soldiers by support of such terrorists and such mafia corrupt system in Afghanistan. So thanks a lot for your solidarity and support. And more than everyone, we can understand your sorrows, as every day these occupation forces killing my people. In the meantime, these warlords in Taliban, these troops themselves are the victim of the wrong policy of their government. As a group of them, I was in Washington. I had a meeting with some Democrat politician and also some so-called Democrat politician, that the warlord of the U.S. always, I'm saying, they are like the warlord of Afghanistan. Anyway, but I told them, especially to the Democrat politician, and means justice-loving politician, I said the silence of good people is worse than the action of bad people. Anyway, we need your solidarity. Thank you.
Well, you have it 100%. And thank you so much for being on Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox today. And I'll post the links to where we can really help. We don't want to send money to corrupt organizations, but we'll send, we'll try to get links to good organizations who are actually doing good things in Afghanistan. Thank you. Oh, thank you. We're honored by your courage.
Well, that's our show for today, and we really need to pull our troops out of the Middle East and all of the other places that we're staining. This past week on October 10th, 17 U.S. troops were killed or wounded in Kandahar, so U.S. troops are still dying and killing innocent people. People are still dying in Iraq. We have Syria, we have Libya, we have the potential for so much more death and destruction. We should be so over this, and we should be ending the empire so we can have a healthy economy, peace, and environmental sustainability. Seriously, folks, I know that I am getting so sick and tired of having the same shows over and over and over again. Body bags, terrible images of war and death and destruction. Enough is enough. As always, I'd like to thank Don DeBar, my engineer and our contact with CPR Metro. I'd like to thank Malala Joya for her work, and I understand she was recently in the U.S. on another tour. All the people working for peace, my heart and my soul are with you always. I'm Cindy Sheehan. You've been listening to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox. Peace out for now.